Here we go with the Baseball Insider. We'll call it our World Series edition. Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill.
Andy, let's get to the World Series that begins tonight. But first, we have some Red Sox news, or some Red Sox notes, if you will. What can you share with me on the Red Sox as of now, postseason?
Well, the question is going to be, can they sign Rafael Devers to a long-term deal? A Sox senior executive has been in the Dominican Republic trying to secure that. And the goal is to sign Devers to an extension of at least 7 years, with sources say the Red Sox have upped their offer to Devers to over $200 million, but Devers reportedly looking for a deal of at least 10 years and $300 million. So they seem pretty far apart if those stories are true, so this will be very interesting to see how it's all going to play out.
So basically, Andy, we're looking at 3 years, $100 million difference. I mean, that's the math I'm looking at quickly here. Does that sound right?
Yep, that seems to be what the case is at the moment. So will the Red Sox want to invest that kind of a contract into Devers, or will he hit the pavement like Mookie Betts and potentially Xander Bogaerts, and what will we have left?
Well, I'm willing to pay the extra money to go to the Red Sox. I mean, really, come on.
There you go. Your wallet. How many games did you go to last year to help out the cause?
Exactly. Okay. All right, Andy, what else do we have for you? We got a couple of other Red Sox notes, right?
Yes, shortstop Xander Bogaerts, who we just mentioned. He's been named as a Gold Glove finalist in the American League. So we'll have to see if he can pick up some hardware before potentially leaving town. But Bogaerts has not officially opted out of his contract as of yet. He could do that as soon as the World Series is over. So the rumors are building out there. So will it happen? We will see.
Well, we still got another half a month before the World Series ends probably here. So we're going to have to keep waiting, I think, yeah.
Absolutely.
Other notes, Andrew?
Yeah, former Red Sox utility player Eduardo Nunez officially announced his retirement recently. Nunez played for the Sox from 2017 to 2019. Last played in the majors with the Mets in 2020. Played in Japan in 2021. Over at Fenway Park, you'll notice something different when you walk into the stadium. The John Hancock sign above the center field scoreboard was officially taken down yesterday after 30 years.
Wow, that's got to be a big loss revenue-wise for the team, you'd think, right?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. That's probably why ticket prices are going up, to try to offset that.
Yeah, there you go. No, they're not going up, are they? Really? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, and any other notes for us?
Well, turning to the Red Sox minor league franchise, the Worcester Red Sox at AAA, they averaged 7,290 fans a game at Polar Park this past season. In Oakland, the A's averaged just 9,849. So could Massachusetts be able to support two major league teams? Seems to be pretty close if that's the average over in Oakland.
Oh man, that's interesting. Wow, I did not know that. That's not bad attendance for Worcester. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
All right, Andy. Some folks may be gearing up for the World Series tonight. I mean, baseball fans, I get that they might want to watch it, but big Sox fans probably want to tune into NESN Plus today. What's up there?
Well, Red Sox Classics is now the deal on NESN Plus today. The best of Pedro Martinez. First pitch at 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from August 29th of 2000. Pedro tosses a one-hit shutout, strikes out 13, in an 8-0 win over the Devil Rays in St. Petersburg.
All right, Pedro. Yeah, Pedro was in the news, I think, mocking the Yankees this week with his tweet, I think it was. Or, no, actually, he just said it on TV, and I saw it on Twitter, I guess, now that I think about it. But let's not go into that too much. Let's get to the World Series, Andy, and it's game one tonight.
That it is. The 118th World Series officially gets underway in Houston, the Astros against the Phillies. First pitch, 8:03. This is the biggest World Series mismatch since 1906. The Astros this year won 106 games, the Phillies 87. The 1906 World Series saw the 93-win Cubs upset the 116-win White Sox.
Wow, that's interesting, too. You got some every week, Andy, you come up with some interesting stuff, yeah.
Well, we try. We try to keep fans on their toes.
Well, I mean, it speaks to the fact that, you know, with the playoff system, you know, if you're playing well at the end of the year, that's a little bit better than playing well at the beginning of the year, I guess, right?
That's the key. Got to finish strong.
I guess I'm not telling anybody anything they didn't already know. All right, what else do we have?
Well, just to wrap up the ALCS, the Astros did sweep the Yankees in four games. Before that fourth game, Yankees mental skills coach showed players a video of the 2004 Red Sox comeback against the Yankees. David Ortiz even FaceTimed Yankees manager Aaron Boone in his office to give him some support. I guess that didn't go over too well. National League Championship Series, the Phillies won 4-1 over the Padres.
All right. And, yeah, so, you know, it's funny. I felt kind of bad for the Yanks in a way. Not too, too bad, but that's interesting.
Yeah, you can't feel too bad.
Not too bad, no. But, all right, anything else?
Well, some managerial news out there for you. The Rangers have named Bruce Bochy as their new manager. Bochy won 3 World Series titles manning the Giants in 2010, 2012, and again in 2014. The Guardians announced that Terry Francona is going to return to the dugout in 2023. It'll be his 11th season in Cleveland. Francona managed in Boston for just 8 years, so he's really surpassing his time in Cleveland that he did in Boston. And the Marlins, they hired Cardinals bench coach Skip Schumacher as their new manager.
All right, and I think you also have a couple of other player notes to share with us, including some news on some former Red Sox players.
Yeah, that we do. The Cardinals announced that pitcher Adam Wainwright will be entering his 17th season. He's going to stay with St. Louis. The 41-year-old just 5 wins shy of 200 from his career. Last year he was 11-12 with an ERA of 3.71. And yes, mentioning some former Red Sox, former Sox outfielders Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Andrew Benintendi were named finalists for Gold Glove Awards. Gee, didn't we have an outfield that looked somewhat similar to that not too long ago? Would have been nice to still have that, but things change, as they say.
As Bob Lobel used to say, why can't we get players like that, you know?
Absolutely.
All right.
For you for the taking.
Andy, what do you see as the what's your take or preview? What's your thoughts on the World Series? Is it the Astros easily?
I think so. If I was to put money on it, I'm not a betting man, but my guess at this point, I will say the Astros in 5 games will give the Phillies a game somewhere along the line. The Astros are just too strong, starting pitching-wise. Their bullpen is deeper than the Phillies. Their lineup is very good as well. The Phillies have a good offense, but the pitching is the little bit of the issue. So I think the Astros are going to feast on the Phillies' pitching, and I think it'll be over pretty quickly. So, prove me wrong. Give me 7 games. That's what I always like to say. Give it as long as it can go, but I don't see it going 7 games.
Yeah, I do remember you saying that. There you go. That's a nice memory to resurrect again. That you're right. Let's go 7. Why not?
Let's go 7. Why not?
Yeah, all right. Well, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us. Andy, thanks for joining us, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is. I already told you who he was, but I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.